with living. And we have what it takes to help you along the way. Think local. Think Guardian.
Federally insured by NCUA, Equal Housing Opportunity, NMLS 912-756.
Let Metro Fitness help you earn cash. Metro Fitness has a membership drive going on now through December 31st. Join Metro and bring in one new member that joins for a year and receive $100 in cash. Yes, you heard me correctly. A year too long? Sign up for 3 months and bring a friend to join for 3 months and you receive $50. No limit to how many people you can bring in. Only at Metro Fitness, metrofitness.com.
Alabama is a state deeply rooted in military tradition, and we at Alabama Home Mortgage appreciate the sacrifices that our men and women in uniform make each and every day. I'm Kim Williams, and I'm here to tell you there is a difference in mortgage companies. Don't be fooled by mortgage companies with veteran in their name. Call the mortgage company with veterans in their blood. The entire Alabama Home Mortgage staff are children of military veterans. We understand what it means to serve. If you're looking for a VA loan, call Alabama Home Mortgage 567-4223. With a VA loan, there's no money out of pocket, 100% financing. There's simply nothing better than a VA mortgage loan. Ella, tell them what to do.
Call my mom, Kim Williams, at 567-4223. That's 567-4223.
That's right. Or visit us online at alahomemortgage.com. That's alahomemortgage.com to get your VA home loan today. NMLS 1586-368, Equal Housing Lender.
Mr. Sandman. Time is running out on my store closing sale at my Millbrook Mr. Sandman location. Final markdowns are being taken on floor sample mattresses, beds, headboards, and miscellaneous furniture items. Floor samples include Jameson Latex sets, Property Brothers sets by Restonic, Beautyrest, Serta Perfect Sleepers, Kingsdown, and other great brands. We are emptying a warehouse of scratch and dent as-is mattresses and selling them cheap. Inventory in Montgomery is shrinking fast, so hurry. All purchases in Millbrook must be picked up or delivered properly and are final. My two stores on the Atlanta Highway are also having a fantastic sale with many closeouts. We will be making room for the unsold Millbrook inventory, so shop Millbrook and Montgomery to find amazing values. We are still receiving some factory closeout adjustable bases that we will be selling for up to 60% off retail prices. The Millbrook store is 3 miles from I-65 on Highway 14 next to the Citgo. The two Montgomery stores are on the Atlanta Highway across from the Dairy Queen. Open 10 to 6, Monday through Saturday. Mr. Sandman Mattress Superstores.
Yes?
Howdy, ma'am. I'm Bill, the electrician.
Oh, hello, Bill. Hey, I like your houndstooth hat. Bama fan?
Well, sorta.
Oh, you're also wearing a War Eagle sweatshirt and a Troy jacket.
Yeah, well, I grabbed a hot wire last week. Kinda scrambled my brain.
Electricity is nothing to trifle with. That's why you only want electricians who are safety conscious and code compliant, like the experts at Crosby Electric.
Okay, ma'am, you take this 2x4, and if you notice I ain't saying much, give me a good knock on the head.
What?
All Crosby Electric team members are trained to make safety our number one priority to avoid dangerous situations.
All ready to go, ma'am. Just have to connect this wire and... Oh!
Bill, are you okay?
Oh, yeah. Good as new.
Yeah, sure. Who's your favorite team?
Pistachio?
Don't take chances with electricity. Call the experts at Crosby Electric or visit us at crosbyelectric.com.
Rich Thomas Weather, a service of Wiley Sanders Trucking, one of the nation's largest truck lines. They need drivers right now. If you want to know what your home time and your paycheck is going to be every week, call Wiley Sanders right now. Family owned and operated. 855-777-9785.
Rich Thomas Weather.
Well, hi, everybody. The cold front that brought showers to the state today will make it all the way down to the coast by later on this evening. The shower threat ends. It turns colder tonight. Overnight low temperature down to about 40. Tomorrow is a much cooler day with sunshine returning, high in the upper 50s to around 60. I think we'll be in the 30s on Sunday night. Monday's a little warmer, high in the mid-60s. Chances of more showers, maybe a thunderstorm as we get into Tuesday night. And Thanksgiving Eve Wednesday, we'll keep an eye on that system for you. From the Blue Water Weather Center, this is Rich Thomas.
The views and opinions expressed on Clearing the Air are solely those of Terry Adams and other contributors. These views and opinions do not necessarily represent those of Blue Water Broadcasting, its management, its staff, or any advertisers.
Just keeps on getting crazier and crazier every day.
now from the plush, dimly lit Blue Water Broadcasting Studios high atop the glorious Budell Building in hysterical Montgomery, Alabama. Hold on, Postman. I'll see if I can figure out how to turn that down. I couldn't get it to the volume up enough on it Thursday. I don't know what's going on with that jack. Something's wrong. Sorry. Back to the Montgomery, Alabama, hysterical, the capital of dreams. Hey, it's on our trash cans. It must be true. It's now time for the River Region's only program dedicated to the seeking of truth, no matter what it uncovers or who it may implicate. That's right, ladies and gentlemen, it is time once again for the new and improved Clearing the Air. And now, myself, I am your intrepid host, a man really, really struggling to deal with the mind and body infested with progressive bioweapon, the powers that shouldn't be called Morgellons disease. My name is Terry Adams. Welcome to tonight's program. In the Blue Water Studio with yours truly, as always, are the young Jason Johnson. Say hello to the folks, Jason.
Hello to the folks, Jason.
Good job. And of course, without further ado, the Dean of the College of Celestial Knowledge, the incomparable Postman.
Hello. Good to be here once again.
It is good to be here once again, isn't it? Okay, folks, here's the part you really need to remember above everything else you hear. Don't believe a single word on this program. You need to do your own investigating, come to your own conclusions about what's really happening in this world of ours and elsewhere, I might add. Remember, something given to you is never as valuable as something you have to sweat, work, toil to attain for yourself. Last Thursday evening, I once again sidekicked with David Ernest and Rusty on their Health and Wealth show, and I had a ball. David has asked me to sit in with him every Thursday, and I plan on doing so. It's a lot of fun, but you know, having let it be known that I desired any and all seat time I could get around this joint, and having no one except a paying host, David Ernest, invite me speaks volumes to me as far as the type person David is. And I can't tell you how much I appreciate that. Thank you, David, if you're listening. Well, welcome to the program. I need to start out by clearing my head of all that's going on in there, such as it is. And I have said so many times how this program is therapy for me. So I need to take full advantage of it since I only have these 4 hours. And if my two co-hosts don't mind, I need to go on a little mini soul-cleansing rant here. This has been one of the worst weeks I can remember. I have cried and have been so depressed and had so many bad things going on that I'm happy to be able to get behind this microphone and hopefully escape some of it, but for a little while. It seems to me the more I photograph what I see in the trees and the plants and the sky and pretty much everywhere, the harder that they hit back. Now, I don't expect most of you to get that because most of you don't believe me when I tell you what's going on, and that's fine by me. I mean, I guess it has to be because there's nothing I can do about it. I suppose I should be satisfied knowing that a time is coming when you will see them, but it will be far too late to do anything about it. Not being believed hurts. It hurts worse than you can imagine, but that's par for the course. I mean, they do call me a conspiracy theorist, which I differ with that. I consider myself a truther. I had a nice email exchange with Dean Henderson, the author of Left Hook. Now, I've read much of his stuff to you, and mostly what I've read have been excerpts from his book, Nephilim Crown 5G Apocalypse. Well, I bought that book this week, and I emailed him and got not just his permission, but his blessing to read it to you chapter by chapter, paragraph by paragraph, sentence by sentence, word for word. So, what you will hear is not unlike what you've already heard from this program, because you see, we truthers, we're all on the same page. We're all on the same page because the truth has one author, and you know who that is. That's God, and it's all caps. Because the truth never taxes one's power of invention, because either the truth is, as they say, it's stranger than fiction. It really is. You know, I could sit here and spin some yarn about how this alien rutabaga is sprouting up from farms all over the world to occupy the minds of politicians, so they'll do their will, And you would be more likely to believe that than the notion that fallen angelic beings lusted after human women, had sex with them, reared hybrid giant offspring, and then for bad measure corrupted humanity while they were at it. Well, Scripture actually says that's exactly what happened. And I'm not talking about the rutabagas either. Anyway, I'm suffering terribly right now with these flying fibers, these sentient beings that are in the form of a micro and most likely nano fibers. They can fly, they're intelligent, and they can bore through anything, sheetrock, stone, wood, even concrete. They bore through human tissue, either through the skin, and if you brush them away, they do the strangest thing. They return to the exact spot that you just brushed them from. So what does that sound like to you? Well, to me, it sounds like a pre-programmed biological mission. But you say, Terry, what difference does it make? Well, it matters because our own government, via the United States Air Force, told us that they not only had this capability, this technology, but they were going to use it in future wars. We're talking about the year 2000, folks, 19 years ago. And whether you believe it or not, we are at war right now. Actually, our own former of, by, and for the people government is at war against us. The only thing preventing them from, and I'm going to use 84 air quotes here, legally shutting down all the patriots, all the constitutionalists, is Donald Trump. I hope you see that. You have to understand, Trump is not our savior. We only have one, that's Christ. Trump is our protector. While he's in office, we're protected. But once he gets out, they're coming for you, Christians. They're coming for you. My brain fog is such that as when I'm doing something, trying to function, unless I stop and make a determined effort to remember the exact location when I set something down, I will forget where I put it and I will lose it. This week, I lost the keys to our storage facility, so I can't take advantage of this awesome cool weather to move anything. I don't have the keys. I can't find them. It would take literally all night for me to tell you everything I misplaced or outright lost just in the past week, and it's getting worse. You know, every day I take at least 2 long-hour soaks in borax and baking soda to try to mitigate the itching and try to get some of the biofilm coating off, and even that doesn't seem to have much of an effect anymore. And I've also been very angry this week. Nothing's gone right. And I'm sure it doesn't help matters with my pessimistic attitude, but I'm just wore out. I'm tired of trying to fight back against something that doctors dismiss, most people don't even believe exists, and that, in my humble opinion, may be our biggest threat on this planet at the moment. And I struggle with that. I struggle with trying so hard to awaken mankind to what's being done to them, to only to be called a conspiracy theorist and then be dismissed. You know, I didn't ask for this. I didn't beg to be infested with fibers. I don't know why this happened. I have no idea, but I'll tell you this. You have never met a more stubborn person than me. I will go to great lengths. I have gone to great lengths to get my way. And right now, my way is to not be infested with hybridized nanotechnology. With that being said, thank you for tuning in. Thank you, Mr. Rick Peters, for allowing us to play in this really cool radio world of yours. Thank you, gentlemen, for joining me tonight.
Thank
I appreciate
you.
It.
Yeah, and, good to be here.
It is good to be here. It's good to be alive, they say, I guess. We're going to take our short initial 3-minute break, and we'll be back. So y'all come back with us.
Hi, this is Bo Goodson from the Bo Goodson Real Estate School. We have a new real estate class starting soon, and I'd like to see you there. This class prepares you to take the state real estate exam and get your real estate license. We have even had investors and other home buyers take the course to prepare them to buy a home. Whatever the reason, you will learn about real estate contracts, lease management, property law, closing transaction, appraisal methods to enable you to take the exam. Learning by doing, real estate scenarios, learning to increase your portfolio in real estate, investment sales are all part of this course. The cost is $375, which includes books and materials, practice tests, and quizzes. Interactive, live, classroom setting, located close to East Chase. Come join me. Bo Goodson for the Real Estate School, 551-0225, or email me personally at bogoodson@charter.net. The class is filling up now, so you need to call soon, 551-0225.
Folks, the original Smokehouse Pit Barbecue is back. A River Region institution since 1990, the Smokehouse is back with the original recipes you grew up with. Hand-pulled pork, chicken, turkey, ribs, and wings, all smoked over 5 hickory pits. Our famous baked beans, potato salad, and banana pudding are made fresh daily from the original recipes. Enjoy our full bar with 8 beers on tap. Open Tuesday through Saturday, same great location, Main Street in Millbrook.
Are you sitting there daydreaming about the day you retire? The day they have the office party for you, and at quitting time, you pack up all your stuff and you leave work for one last time. Well, you better stop daydreaming because it'll be here before you know it. And if you haven't already called him, you better do it right now. I'm talking about David Ernest. David is an asset preservationist. That means he's a guy who helps you keep your money. That old 401k or that IRA that's just laying around, let David Ernest roll it into something for you that's going to start earning money and getting you set up for retirement. Call David Ernest today, 279-7431. That's 279-7431. He's been doing this for nearly 40 years, and he's the money man with the money plan. Let David Ernest put your money to work for you. Call him right now, 279-7431. Ernest Financial, LLC.
What we do is who we are. That's why the Alabama Department of Labor wants to help you find a job you love, no matter your education or experience. So ask yourself, who do you want to be? Sponsored by the ADOL, ACRI, ABA, and this station.
Hi, this is Carl Schmidt, naturopath and owner of The Herb Shop. Listen every Saturday to Winning Wellness and learn from experts in different fields of science and technology how nutritional supplements can help you.
Listen to Winning Wellness at its new time every Saturday at 10 a.m.
Hey, welcome back to tonight's program. It's been an interesting week, of course, with the Democrats trying to get rid of Trump. Hopefully you know what all this is about. It's a race against time. It's all it is. And you got P. Lousy there at the beginning. You know, she's just a POS. She actually wrote a letter to one of her Democrats saying that it's dangerous to let an election decide who will be president. Let me read that again. She said it's dangerous for elections to decide who's going to be president. Even for her, that's pretty bad. How dare she say something like this?
Well, for them it is.
It is for them, exactly, because yeah. They're socialists. They want to take over the country. They're Satanists, Luciferian psychopaths. It's unreal. And all this does is reinforce the notion that President Trump never has nor ever will receive any resemblance or credibility from the Democrats. Those people are ruthless in their desire to destroy Trump's life. At the end of the day, Trump was the right man for the job. He has a big mouth. He likes to use it. He doesn't apologize for being brash. He doesn't care if liberals see things his way or not. He's determined. He's focused on making America a better place than she was under Barack Obama, and he's doing that. But it's unreal. Here's Pelosi's exact words. The weak response to these hearings has been let the election decide. That dangerous position only adds to the urgency of our action because the President of the United States is jeopardizing the integrity of the 2020 elections. This totally whacked out witch even had the gall to compare the Democrats' impeachment inquiry to the American Revolutionary War. When in fact the Revolutionary War was fought because of people like her, people who want to take power away from others and give no voice. And that's what brought us to this point. This is exactly why we fought for our independence. Folks, remember? Taxation without representation? These Democrats are destroying this country. They're going after our duly elected president because he's the fly in the New World Order ointment. He, as we were told by Newt Gingrich pre-election, has not been initiated. Now, what do you think Newt meant by that? I'll tell you what he meant. All American politicians of any note are briefed at some point about how America must essentially be destroyed. We're talking Constitution, Bill of Rights, all of our freedoms. They must be taken away so that the unelected few can construct their new world order, their one world control matrix. It's talked about in Scripture. There will be a one world financial system and a one world leader and, of course, a one world religion. And it will not be God, all caps, that we will be worshiping. Rather, it will be the one who yearns to replace him, the one who longs to place his throne above that of the Most High's throne. Yeah, Satan. Listen, folks, please. Donald Trump is our protector. He's not our savior. We only have one savior, and that's Jesus Christ. I hope you get that. I really hope you get that. Okay, guys, where do you want to start tonight? We got a lot of stuff to talk about. Nothing? Anything?
Start from the top, man.
Start from the top.
Well, I guess you already did that. Start from where you left off.
Okay. Mm-hmm. All right, I can do that.
All right.
Prince Andrew. New information. Well, first, let me start off.
Pedophile.
I'm going to segue into that.
Yeah, he's a pedophile.
Yeah, he is.
Being from Britain, that's how you pronounce it over there.
New information on the fatal crash of James Dean has come out. Based on the time and distance from the diner where he and his Porsche mechanic stopped to grab a bite to eat and the spot where he crashed, his Porsche 550 Spyder averaged 120 miles an hour. So when Donald Turnipseed pulled his Ford LTD station wagon into the path of the lightweight aluminum race car, James Dean never had a chance. And of course, as we know, history's our best teacher, and the truth is that James Dean most likely would have gone on to be a so-so actor of very little regard and then faded into obscurity that Hollywood sets aside for those who don't bring hundreds of millions of dollars that their god, little g, requires. But I say that to bring in another James Dean, and this one writes for Right Wing Tribune. And his latest on Prince pedophile Andrew blows open no new holes, rather it just verifies what all of us so-called conspiracy theorists have been saying for a very long time. The royals are evil, evil people. Well, they're probably not even people in the sense that they're not human, but that's another story for another time. I don't want to overshadow this report, but Due to his association with well-known and now purportedly dead pedophile Jeffrey Epstein, Britain's Prince Andrew just announced he's stepping away from his public duties. What does that mean? What are his public... What is his job?
I have no idea, but did you happen to see the video of that little... That boy...
climbing out of the window naked?
Yeah.
How do you explain that?
I don't know, but what an escape, man.
Yeah.
And then at the end of it, you see where he falls. I wonder what happened to him.
We don't know who he is. They haven't even told us why he was there. But obviously, he was escaping because he was being molested.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, here's what the old prince said. It's become clear to me over the last few days that these circumstances relating to my former association with Jeffrey Epstein has become a major disruption to my family's work. Work? Apparently, he doesn't know the definition of work. And the valuable work, there's that word again, going on in the many organizations and charities that I'm proud to support. Pedophiles International, probably. Therefore, I have asked Her Majesty if I may step back from the public duties for the foreseeable future, and she has given her permission, as she slithered her tongue out and told him, okay. Y'all remember that post on the official Buckingham Palace website, was it 2 years ago, where the Queen came out and said she wasn't human, she was a reptile?
No, I did not see that.
I reported on that.
Well,
she did.
I don't see that one either, but if... I don't know how true this was on this letter that one of the Rothschilds put out. It was a cease and desist letter that was put out online.
Cease and desist who?
Because what they were doing was they were skimming off the top of their money, you know, that they get, you know, from
the colonies.
Right. Uh-huh. Yeah. And and he went on to explain, you know, who they were, went on to explain who the Queen were and all that, or who the Queen family is.
And what did he explain to her? What did he say she was?
He called them dragon families.
There you go.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's what he said.
Well, she came out and admitted, and she said, hopefully when people will take time and they will, you know, they will understand what I am and they will, you know, basically, they will begin to get comfortable with me being a freaking reptile. And this was on the website of Buckingham Palace. I don't know. I mean, my God, folks.
It's on the coat of arms. The coat of arms tells the story.
Yes, they always do. They always have. That's what it's there for.
Yeah, they're mixed. They're hybrid.
Yeah, they are. And they are part of the Nephilim bloodline. So they say. I don't know, but... You know, everything the deep state does, and we know, well, actually, if we think about what happened 56 years ago yesterday, we know the deep state uses the media. That's, to me, that's their most powerful weapon, against us anyway. But while all of us were focusing on this BS impeachment, they reauthorized the infamous Patriot Act. Yeah, it's been reauthorized.
Yep, saw that, man.
Yeah. It's only a 3-month reauthorization. But it was shoehorned into a last-minute continuing resolution, which is, everything has an acronym in D.C. This is CR. Funding the U.S. government. Bundling measures needed to avert yet another government. Let's shut the government down. What would happen if the government got shut down? Would it be that bad?
No. I mean, is it basically like that now?
Pretty much. Well, actually, I'm thinking if they shut down, they can't do the bad things. They're not doing the good things anyway.
Yeah.
But now they'll be prevented from doing the bad things. I think it's a win-win.
Oh, yeah.
Other than the military doesn't get paid. But other than that, I don't have a problem with it. But that's just my opinion.
Yeah. I mean, if you're going to shut it down, make it count. Nobody gets paid, back pay.
None of the so-called representatives.
I mean, I hate it for anybody that gets furloughed or whatever, but, you know. It's empty threats if everybody gets paid
on
the back end.
That's all it is anyway. It's fear.
They did pass the measure, though, right?
Of course.
Yeah.
Of course. They're going to keep the government open. They're not going to give up all their money. There's a filmmaker, researcher named Joel Gilbert, and he's been spending the last several years looking into the death of Trayvon Martin. We all remember that. It was the case that divided America by race. Well, by examining his 750-page cell phone records, he's discovered that the key witness for the prosecution of George Zimmerman, the big 18-year-old Rachel Gentile, was supposed to be his girlfriend. That was a fraud. She was, in fact, a different girl. She was not the one who was on the phone with Trayvon just before he was shot. She was the 16-year-old named Diamond. whose recorded conversation with Attorney Benjamin Crump ignited the public, swayed President Obama, and provoked the nation's media to demand the arrest of Zimmerman. Well, the guys made a movie. I haven't bought it yet. The preview's up. You have to pay to watch it. I haven't done that yet, but I'm going to. But after what we know with the non-election of Hillary Clinton, and, you know, God has opened, he's opened up a little slit for us to be able to look through and see how corruption or how corrupt this government really is. Are we going to take advantage of that? Or are we going to let this slip away too? Knowing what we know, how hard is it to believe that the powers that shouldn't be would use a kid of color to deceive Americans and ignite what still might turn into a race war? Keep in mind, folks, well, look at Jesse Fearmonger Smollett. He's suing now, and he'll probably win. Well, I submit to you that they did not prosecute him for what was obviously a hate crime hoax, and because the lack of justice infuriated the whites, and it just drove a that much bigger of a wedge between the races. Probably more so than if it had been real. So they achieved their objective. You know, we say this every show. For over 5 years, we've been saying this. The powers that shouldn't be must keep the people divided or they stand to lose their control over them. We can stop them if we can just get together and unite. And they have to do everything in their power to prevent that. That's what all of this is about.
Yes.
It's exactly. All total BS.
That's it.
It's crazy. You know, the shooting, and believe me, unarmed people get shot. More whites get shot by cops than blacks. Armed or unarmed, doesn't matter. I'm not saying it's right. I'm saying that shouldn't be anything that ignites a race war. Folks, we got to put this crap aside and look at what they're doing to us.
Yeah, and not to mention that those that go unreported.
Yes. There's
a lot of shooting that go unreported.
It's incredible.
And it's only the mainstream media will grab one and make something out of it.
You know, one of the questions I've always had, Postman, is how long has the mainstream media been controlled? It's been controlled for quite a long time. It was controlled during JFK.
Before that.
Yeah.
Well, I know, but JFK is the definitive. Walter Cronkite lied like a rug when he got up there and said, well, they found the weapon, a German Mauser. Well, he told the truth then, but then 2 weeks later, suddenly it changes to a Mannlicher Kirkano, and he doesn't tell us why.
Yeah, I'm sure from the very beginning, the wheels started turning in their heads. Ooh, we can send out picture images of propaganda to the masses.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, I'm sure that they were jonesing for that. You know, the Nazis had cameras mounted on missiles. They had remote control cameras. No, the Nazis did. I'm sure you knew that.
And if they did, then they would have wireless transmission of such images because once they hit, it explodes, and then you no longer have a camera. So.
You got it.
What do they call that? That V1 Wunderwaffen.
Yeah, Wunderwaffen the wonder weapons.
Yeah. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Hey, 31.
All right, we have got to hit our first big break of the night. So, we're supposed to hit a break, we will be back in 5 minutes. Y'all come back with us. This is Clearing the Air. I'll open the phones up in the second hour.
Hey guys. Honey season is upon us, and here at Wholesale Hunter, we know between kids at school and honeydews, your schedule's pretty packed. So why waste your time driving to one of those big box stores when you can visit us online at wholesalehunter.com and order the gear and supplies you need with a click of a button? You can shop our huge selection of guns and hunting gear from the convenience of your computer or phone. Stop by our store in Wetumpka at the corner of Highway 14 and Fire Tower Road, or visit us online anytime at wholesalehunter.com, wholesalehunter.com, that's wholesalehunter.com.
Billy here from AutoSave Tire and Automotive. If you need tires, come to the tire experts. We have over 200,000 tires at our disposal daily, all at the best prices. Check out our website, autosavetires.net, for your fast, free, online bottom dollar price. That's right, you can get an instant quote on your new tires, including installation, right from your computer or phone. No hassle, no haggle, bottom line pricing. So shop us and compare. We even beat tire rack prices. Check out all our services at autosavetires.net. AutoSave Tire and Automotive. Come to where your auto saves you.
May I help you?
Well, howdy. I'm Bill the Electrician. Come to wire up your new air compressors.
Oh, well, okay. Never seen an electrician pull up in a camo Jeep with deer antlers on the front.
Yeah, that 3 points of beauty, ain't it?
No matter what your electrician is driving, make sure it says Crosby Electric on the side. Crosby Electricians will take care of your electrical issues professionally and for a reasonable price.
Bill, You sure you know how to design these circuits?
Well, of course. And if I do get stuck, I got a secret weapon.
Oh, yeah?
YouTube.
Oh, boy.
Crosby Electric has been serving this area for over 50 years. We have the experience to do your job correctly.
Okay, let's try out these new air compressors.
Bill, you blew up my new compressors.
Yeah, sorry about that. Here, take my Jeep. It's yours.
What?
I'll just keep the horns, if that's okay.
Protect your property and yourself. Always call the experts at Crosby Electric or visit us at CrosbyElectric.com.
You've just arrived home from a relaxing and well-deserved vacation. As you walk in the door, you hear a squish. That old water heater in your attic has leaked through your ceiling and into your living room, ruining family photos, furniture, and who knows what else. You wonder if this headache could have been avoided. With a tankless water heater from Headley Plumbing, you eliminate the possibility of leaks and maximize your savings. An endless hot water supply means you have the freedom to run the dishwasher, do a load of laundry, and grab a shower without getting an arctic blast of cold water. Talk to Headley today, 285-3667, or visit them online at HeadleyPlumbing.com.
River Region residents know that Headley Plumbing has quick and affordable plumbing and septic services. You can also find quality metal buildings at Headley Plumbing, a new storage building, carports up to 24 feet wide, even a sturdy metal barn up to 54 feet wide. RV owners, check your warranty. Many manufacturers require that your RV is stored undercover to keep your warranty in force. Call Headley Metal Buildings today at 285-3667 or visit HeadleyMetalBuildings.com.
Central Alabama weather is unlike any other. That's why you need Jones Brothers. Central Alabama has trusted Jones Brothers for over 70 years for all roofing needs. Whether the weather left you with a single repair or it's time for a new roof, Jones Brothers will make sure the work is done right and you have a roof you'll love for years to come. Wanting to change your existing shingle roof to a beautiful, durable metal roof? Jones Brothers can do it. Call today for a free estimate and visit jbroof.com. Call Jones Brothers. You'll be glad you did.
You can beat your toughest opponent, but one thing you should never try to beat is a train. Don't risk your life. Drive safe, Alabama. Sponsored by ALDOT, the Alabama Broadcasters Association, and this station.
This is Sarah.
Hi, I'm Sarah.
Sarah was looking for a job, but wanted to stay local.
That's right.
First, she built a giant satellite, then launched it into space to send a signal transmitting her resume. This did not lend Sarah a job, but it did start a war with the Zarkon Nebula.
I went too far.
Yes, Sarah went too far. But you don't have to go too far to go far. Montgomery area helpwanted.com only posts local jobs, so employers are way more likely to respond to your application and offer you a job. Montgomery area helpwanted.com. Local jobs that work.
Rich Thomas Weather.
Well, hi, everybody. The cold front that brought showers to the state today will make it all the way down to the coast by later on this evening. The shower threat ends. It turns colder tonight. Overnight low temperature down to about 40. Tomorrow is a much cooler day with sunshine returning. High in the upper 50s to around 60. I think we'll be in the 30s on Sunday night. Monday's a little warmer, high in the mid-60s. Chances of more showers, maybe a thunderstorm as we get into Tuesday night. And Thanksgiving Eve Wednesday, we'll keep an eye on that system for you. From the Blue Water Weather Center, this is Rich Thomas.
Welcome back, folks. Listen, if you're one of those people that's thinking, well, as soon as the report comes out from Barr, then we're going to get all these people arrested and life's going to be good and the butterflies will be flying and just everything's going to be simply wonderful. I hate to tell you this, but Attorney General Barr
is a deep state operative. He has always...
He has always been a deep state operative. Now he's saying that they need to question, we need to question these so-called conspiracy theories about Epstein. Hang on, guys. Because Epstein's death was just a series of weird, what's going on, guys? Y'all got it figured out?
I'm still low on sound.
Turn him up. Go ahead and turn him up.
Are you up? Now? I mean, that's as loud as it goes.
Yeah, no, I don't want that loud.
Okay.
That's good right there.
All right. How are you? Let's see if we're trying to get our headphones straightened out. Something's going on.
Let me try it with mine.
This is good radio, isn't it? How about now? Can you hear now? Is it too loud? Am I blowing you out?
No. You're good.
Is he good?
Yeah.
Okay. Cool.
Weird.
Anyway, the Attorney General has sought to dampen conspiracy theories by people who question whether Epstein really took his own life, saying the evidence proves that Epstein killed himself, the AP reports. He added that he personally reviewed security footage that confirmed no one entered the area where Epstein was housed on the night he died. How about that? Well, if he's reporting that he's reviewed footage that we previously told didn't exist, and isn't that enough to dampen those kooky conspiracy theories? Well, I don't know what is. So how's he looking at footage that didn't exist? Barr is a deep state operative. He's always been a deep state. I don't know why Trump keeps appointing these deep state people to positions, but this is not going to end well, folks. People are not going to be arrested. Hillary Clinton's not going to go to prison. I mean, that's hope porn. That's all it is. It's not going to happen.
Well, now, if he claims that Epstein wasn't murdered, then he's probably telling the truth, because I don't believe that Epstein is even dead.
I agree. I think he's in probably in Israel having a good time right now.
When you compare the photos of the body that they showed and Epstein's actual photo, you will see that his nose and his ears are not the same.
Correct. The ear pattern of the ear is definitive, like fingerprints.
I mean, yeah, the skin complexion is going to be different anyway from a live person to a dead person, but it's such a large contrast in that, too. There's no way that person that they were showing as Epstein dead was Epstein.
I agree.
So, where is he? I'd like to think that he was removed and put under real protection, so that when they get ready to indict everybody, him. Oh, yeah, I know that's not going to happen.
No.
That's just what I would like.
Just like Jeff Sessions.
I would like to think that.
You know, I even, like an idiot, said that on Greg's show, what I had read, that Q said that, well, Sessions, and they're all getting ready, and they're going to spring this on the deep state. No, they're not. That's all BS.
Nope.
A little bit of good news. Monsanto's had to pay out $10 million for spraying toxic chemicals in Hawaii on the crops over there. How about that?
Oh, and they paid out 5 cents?
Yep, exactly. It's about right.
All they paid was a nickel.
Yep, pretty much. Unreal, but it doesn't surprise me. Despite what you may hear on other programs, new satellite data shows that the Amazon rainforest is at the worst levels of deforestation in 10 years. Another bit of bad news, the Keystone Pipeline oil spill is about 10 times worse than they told us that it really was. You mean they would lie about something like that? I find that so hard to believe.
The Keystone Pipeline, which is that the one that's running through the U.S.?
No idea. Yeah, that is U.S., but I don't know exactly where it is.
Well, and it, of course, there was a whole bunch of pipelines being spilled in a short period of time a couple years ago, which... Of course, I was suspected it would have been foul play causing that to happen.
Chickens?
Yeah.
Wow.
Bunch of chickens.
Armed chickens with explosives on their backs. Trained, no doubt. Probably at ISIS training camp somewhere in the United States. Mm. Makes sense.
Basically busting holes in the pipelines.
Pecking.
To claim that they're dangerous to the environment.
Yeah, that's exactly what they're doing. Yeah, because they want to get rid of oil. I read yesterday where... The European Union is proposing that internal combustion engines be banned in cities over a certain population. Basically, every big city in Europe, they're going to try to ban cars. These people have lost their freaking minds.
Yeah.
Unreal. But folks, the onion is beginning to peel back layer by layer. You might say that this is exposure. Wait, let me see. You might say that as this exposure of the darkness happens, it will be revealed in short doses. This is for a reason. Even though the more you peel the onion away, more and more truths are exposed and also brought into the light, just like the Bible. You know, we're commanded by Paul. The Apostle Paul says, expose the darkness to the light. It's going to be slow and steady so that each phase of truth has some time to heal under the next wave before it comes. Now, this does not mean you'll be fully healed when the next blow comes. It's like a domino effect. The truth will come as it is intended to. Humanity may not be ready for the next truth and the next after that one, but it's coming regardless. Regardless of whether you prepare your soul or not, it's finally going to come into the light. The light workers are being called now to step into their own power, to hold heart space and act as the way showers they are in order to guide their fellow men, women into the light. I'm not really sure what all this means. We have come to teach about love and forgiveness, most of all, but we're also here so that you can see the value in who you are as a soul and be able to rise above anything and everything that's placed in your path. Do you remember who you are? I love that. The value, power, and strength you hold deep within your heart to move beyond and scale any mountain or obstacle in your way. We are also here to remind you that your heart's called and cried for a change. The old ways have not worked and have become more and more tainted with evil and unnecessary challenge as time has gone on. The hearts of man entered a downward spiral that took the literal army of light to incarnate and remind you of the greatness that you are. Don't give up on yourself or your brothers and sisters. We're all in this together. You can become stronger by building the bond you have together and coming together in unity, which is exactly what the deep state doesn't want us to do, which is why they keep dividing us. As these layers of exposure onion is unpeeled, know that it is meant to be this way. You cannot ever, quote, start over as a fresh new way of being if there's still creepy crawlers lurking in darkness, still hidden in plain sight, but not in complete awareness. Gee, what do you think they're talking about? Creepy crawlers in the darkness. Humanity has functioned this way for eons of time. It's no longer going to be possible. Postman, this is exactly what you've been saying. Fortunately and unfortunately, they're going to bring a lot to the surface for collective healing. We are in this together. So please remember that you are not alone. You want to comment on this? Because this is kind of your baby. This is what you've been saying about the update or upgrade.
Yeah, at some point in time, everybody's gonna have to choose, and the fact that you'll have to choose is the reason why they are enforcing what they're enforcing right now, as far as these different types of technologies. And when I say technologies, I mean 5G for one, and at some point in time they're gonna try to roll out something, and it'll probably be under the cover, but it will be in the name of total control.
Yeah.
And they're not gonna tell you they're doing it, or they're not gonna tell you what it's for, but it'll be for us. So that we can serve them. But all that is going to be overridden at some point in time because of where we are in the cosmos. The position that Earth is in right now, the position that our solar system is in right now, has never been in this position with the amount of people that's on it now. And when the closer we get to the next epoch, that's when the actual shift will take place, and right now, you see some people walking around here now. Some people's third eye wide open, but some of them is due to drug use. Drugs will do it too, and you know, once you use those drugs, you keep using those drugs, you know, it's going to keep it open. And that's why they say some people are paranoid schizophrenic, because that third eye is opened up and they can see beyond the veil. That's why they see different things. Yes.
Mm-hmm. Well, that kind of works out because...
And here.
Well, that way the powers that shouldn't be can just claim, well, they're drug addicts. You know, they're hallucinating.
Right.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And deny whatever. Wow.
Yep.
But, you know, it's if you look at it, it's going to be a rude awakening for some people, but still, you're going to have to choose. You know, you got to choose the right hand path of God or the left hand path of satanic forces. Yeah. You're gonna have to do it.
Yeah. Well, they run this world, and you know, despite what you may hear on a lot of the TV ministries, I got to tell you, being a Christian doesn't mean you're going to be rich. As a matter of fact, it's going to be the opposite. You're not going to be rich. You're going to suffer. That's just the way it is. You're going to suffer because you got to look at who runs this world, who controls this world. God has ultimate authority, but he's allowing Satan to run this world. And this world is run by evil people who reward evil acts.
Yes, because right now we're living in duality. We've been living in duality since the...
Explain what that means, because I'm not sure the listeners, and I know I don't know what it means.
We...
Sort of.
We, in essence, we're living a few seconds in the past, and we're living in the present, and we're living in a few seconds into the future. If you want me to explain that, I mean, all you got to do is think. You know, when you actually think of, get an idea, you know, it always comes into your mind, and that way, you're thinking, you know, somewhat futuristic, but you're in the present at the time. And
gotcha.
You go ahead and you actually put the thought in motion, and then that's where the procreation, you know, comes in at.
This is, we kind of covered this in a video last week, didn't we?
Somewhat,
similar to this. Go ahead.
Yeah, because of whether you know it or not, the human mind, the human heart, mm-hmm. and the human mind is it works quantumly. It works on a quantum level.
That's exactly what we were told. Yeah.
Right.
That's deep, but it makes sense.
The first quantum computers.
Yeah. Well, I've been hearing all my life that we're so powerful, we just don't know what we're capable of because it's been kept from us, and that's exactly what you're saying.
And I used to think that the human mind was more powerful. No, it's the heart. It's the heart, and then when both of them are combined, oh my goodness,
it's unstoppable.
Yeah, it is.
Wow.
And not to mention, when everybody's unified and on the same page, concentrating on the exact same thing,
then we can really do things.
Yeah. Uh huh. Wow. That's when the Bible talks about mountains move. That's when they move.
Correct.
That's when we can actually control the elements. In other words, we'd be what do you call that thing? An airbender.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. All right, guys, we got to hit this quick break. It's a 3-minute. We'll be right back. Come back to us.
Oh, hey, honey.
Did you forget a towel again?
Oh, thanks for the Arctic chill. I told you to wait to start the dishwasher. Ugh, this is becoming ridiculous. Planning what we can and can't do because we might run out of hot water.
I've been hearing a lot about these tankless water heaters. Beth from down the street just got one from Headley Plumbing and she loves it. With 5 kids, she hasn't run out of hot water once. They can grab showers and she can do laundry and run the dishwasher without fear of the faucet blasting cold water on them.
Sounds too good to be true. And if it is true, I'm guessing Beth and Dan had to shell out a fortune for that thing.
Hardly. There are rebates available, it's fuel efficient and cost effective. I think it's time we call Headley Plumbing.
A step ahead of you, dear. Goodbye, cold showers. Hello, hot water.
You can say goodbye to clunky old water heaters that leak and leave you standing in a cold shower. Get a streamlined, tankless water heater with a longer life from Headley Plumbing. Call them today at 285-3667 or visit them online at headleyplumbing.com.
Independent Glass has been your one-stop shop for all things glass since 1978. They offer a full range of architectural products, and they're armed with the knowledge and expertise to get even the most demanding job done, big or small. Attention to detail, 24-hour replacement services, and their uncompromising commitment to excellence is why Montgomery's first choice for all things glass is Independent Glass. Call them today at 263-2823 and learn more about what they can do for you at independentglassco.com.
Let's face it, we all get under tight sometimes financially. A bill is due and there's too much month at the end of the money. Get the cash loan you need now without any loan applications at High Caliber Gun and Pawn in Prattville. Pawn your jewelry, electronics, tools, or equipment. Even sell your scrap gold to help you bridge between paydays. High Caliber Gun and Pawn can help you make it with a loan till payday. Looking to buy a handgun, hunting rifle, or shotgun? High Caliber Gun and Pawn has a huge selection with prices better than those at gun shows. They offer in-house and factory warranties are included on all firearms. And that don't mean just 7 days. Check out their huge selection of World War I, World War II, Vietnam, and U.S. military history items for sale. Active military, get your first transfer for free. So whether you're short on cash till payday and need a loan, or you're a gun enthusiast looking to buy a firearm, or just curious as to what they have to offer, head to High Caliber Gun and Pawn in Prattville today, just across from Prattville Farm Center. Get the cash or guns you need at High Caliber Gun and Pawn in Prattville.
The biggest threat to law enforcement, it's not criminals. It's drivers. Roadside crashes are the number one cause of death for police and state troopers. Alabama's Move Over law requires you to safely move over one lane away from vehicles parked on the roadside. On a two-lane road, move over as far as possible without leaving your lane. And if you can't move over, slow down. Drive safe, Alabama. This message sponsored by ALDOT, ALEA, the Alabama Broadcasters Association, and this station.
Hey, welcome back to the program. Let's see, what have we got for you here? Well, I really don't want to get into that much JFK yet. I'm going to play you something a little later, but we all know what happened 56 years ago yesterday. It's the day America lost its soul, the day everything changed. It is a seminal occurrence in recent American history. Probably with the exception of 9/11, nothing has affected the American mind and soul more than the assassination of John Fitzgerald Kennedy. And to me, this showed how powerful the deep state is when they essentially convinced us that one guy, who himself was a government agent, shot Kennedy with a POS weapon from a, you know, sixth-floor book depository building when, in fact, he had paraffin test proved he had not fired a weapon that day. They lied about that. We talked a little bit about this earlier, but we were lied to so many times by the media, and I think this was the first real big example of the media being totally controlled and being used to deceive us, in my opinion. What do you guys think about that?
Yeah, looking back on it, man, he was kind of like a Trump back in the day. He wasn't controllable. He was wanting to go against the flow.
And yeah, well, the big difference was he had a father that went against the mob. That was the big problem. Yeah.
Yeah, but he was also calling for full disclosure on UFOs. Extraterrestrials, UFOs. Yep. Yes, he was calling.
A lot of people claim that's why he killed it.
Calling for the end of the central banking system. There were so many things.
Disbanding the CIA.
And threatening to bring all these corruption to light.
Mm-hmm.
In a couple of speeches, alluded to the fact that he was going to bring all the darkness to light.
Well, I mean, you asked yourself a question. Was he a Democrat?
Yes. It was different back then, man.
How in the world can he be a Democrat?
Now he would be considered a far-right Republican.
Yeah, he would.
Extremist.
And, you know,
they'd call him a racist.
I knew that. I knew that, but I just had to ask it, you know.
Greg and I have talked about this a lot. It's unreal when you listen to what he says. He sounds more like Reagan than he does Clinton.
Right. And you know, if you listen to his speech, you know, about the deep state back in the day,
mm-hmm.
the deep state was both sides back in the day, and it's still both sides today.
Mm-hmm.
You know, but for some reason or another, back in the day, it seemed like they were more diabolical, you know. And they were deeper under the cover.
Well, look at society back then, though, Postman.
Right.
I mean, you're talking about Ward and June Cleaver, what was on TV. America was, we were naive back then.
Yeah,
they actually painted us a picture of a Mayberry, in other words.
Yes,
yeah,
that's exactly right. But, so, they do seem a lot more diabolical what they were doing back then.
Right, but yeah, I mean, if you look at some of the actual films, you know, when they went into Germany after Germany fell,
mm-hmm.
you see Kennedy walking around with the sunglasses on, you know, looking at certain stuff, looking at technology,
looking at women,
looking at technology that the Germans had.
You know, he was looking at women,
and
that's what he did.
And he knew what was going on, you know.
Yeah.
And the thing that stood out at me. Stood out with me on you know what he actually said when they interviewed him.
Mm-hmm.
He asked them who the Greys were, you know.
Oops,
that was the wrong question to ask.
Uh-huh.
He died that week.
Mm-hmm.
He asked them who the Greys were that week. The week that he died.
Really?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. I didn't know that was the timing, but I knew he had asked him. I know he'd said, I want everything on my desk that you know. And as we've said so many times, presidents come and go, but these intel agencies, they ain't going anywhere. They have more power than the president does. It's not supposed to be that way. But thank you, Ike. It's all Ike's fault, but yeah.
Well, he talked to Tell and got out because he did the military-industrial complex speech.
He did that speech. Yeah.
Yeah. Because he knew what was going on too,
uh-huh.
And plus, you know, he had met with him and talked with him, and
uh-huh.
And he joined forces with the wrong outfit.
Exactly.
He did.
Yep. He had his choice instead of going with the Nordics or the angelic looking ones who warned him not to deal with the Greys. And I believe their words were, "They are not who they claim to be."
Yep.
He did it anyway.
Could it be that the same ones that he interacted with are the same ones that the Nazis interacted with?
Uh huh.
That the same ones that helped the Nazis advance
uh-huh.
in their conquest
uh-huh.
are the same ones.
Ding 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 ding. I think so.
Right. There are actually a couple of factions that helped the Nazis. One of them was some Greys, and the other one looked like regular, you know, Caucasian people. Hmm. You know, and they They were an evil faction from a star system in Taurus. Of course, I've talked about it on the program before. Mm-hmm. From a star called Aldebaran, and they were the one that gave them the advanced technology, and the gray aliens were the one that actually came in and actually did the work, because they're a hybrid working type of
mm-hmm. They're like bees,
right?
The working class bees,
right?
Wow, what were you gonna say, Jason?
Lost track.
Me too. My brain fog is so bad. You know, there were some videos put out there on YouTube a while back. I've mentioned this before. It's probably been 2 years. And I don't know where they came from. I don't know how legitimate they were, but they were black and white videos of Germany when they were developing the Vengeance weapons, V2 and all. And it showed their laboratories. It showed Peenemünde. And it showed the got Nazis with their full regalia with these... looked like 3 foot tall grays.
It had
Nazi uniforms on.
Yeah.
And it's like, what the heck? And as soon as I saw them, I mean, they weren't out there a week, and then they were pulled.
Mm-hmm.
Crazy.
Well, I mean, how do you think Germany got to space in 1938?
Exactly. Yeah. They were smart, but there were certain things that, I don't care how smart you are as a human, you're not going to overcome unless you've got assistance from people who have done this. And that ain't no human.
Yeah, and then after they got there, it went from bad to worse.
What do you mean?
Then they ran to Draco, and Draco took them down.
I bet.
Yeah, made them join forces with him. And they still in cahoots with Draco today. And that's who actually runs this planet.
Would not surprise me.
Right. And you were talking about the queen earlier.
Mm-hmm.
That's not the real queen. That's the puppet queen. Elizabeth is.
Is the puppet queen?
Yes. She's the one for the people to see.
Ah, who's the real one? I don't want to know, do I?
She's black.
Doesn't surprise me either.
Yep. And she's not human. She's a reptoid.
We're not talking about Oprah.
No.
Okay. Mm. Good.
She's a reptoid.
That doesn't surprise me.
As a matter of fact, they call her the Black Queen.
The Black Queen. Hmm. I've heard of the Black Nobility, and I've heard a lot of...
That's what they mean when they said Black Nobility.
Okay. I've heard of that. I actually read something about that.
It's a bloodline.
Isn't it always?
Yep.
Is this the... Okay, this is E.T. bloodline. This isn't fallen angelic bloodline, though, right?
Right. This is terrestrial. There's a difference.
Because they were here first.
Yeah, this is a terrestrial dragon bloodline.
Okay.
You know, they've... Some of them ascended here on Earth. Some of them ascended here on other planets. And the actual home world is in Draco constellation. And it's a huge constellation. It's in the northern hemisphere, and it's not hard to miss because it's one of the biggest constellations in the night sky.
If it's any constellation to you,
yep.
Wow. Did you know that in 1978 the government finally relented and did a study called the House Select Committee on Assassinations? They confirmed, because one of the motorcycles in the Kennedy's motorcade's microphone was stuck on. So they fed it into a computer, and it said they were at least 5 shots, probably 6. So they proved beyond a doubt that there was more than one gunman. But they